Hey y'all, welcome to Book Marketing Mania. I'm Kim, and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in today to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. So in the past few episodes of this series, we've talked about different ways a private podcast can help you grow your audience and how to market it if you also host a public podcast. Now, in this episode, let's talk about marketing your private podcast as a podcast guest. So I would say make that a priority over selling your book. Even though you might be talking about the topic of your book on the podcast as a guest, the problem is if we just focus just on that, then we get really bummed when we look and we're like, oh gosh, I was on this podcast and I didn't see any book sales, because we want that instant gratification, right? But we don't know when the listeners are listening to this episode, and we don't know if they're going to take the time to stop the episode, click on a link to go find your book and buy it that way. They may prefer to hear a little bit more from you first before they make that decision. So what better way than to offer them a lead magnet while you're in the interview? And you can do this super organically through when you're talking, not a big sales pitch. But a lot of times at the end of the interview, the host will ask you if you have a resource to share or a website to share, right? So have everything linked to your private podcast. And again, make that super relatable to the topic you share as a podcast guest. And I think people will be much more excited to hop over there and listen to a whole new podcast that's your voice that they've just spent time with. They want to hear more from you. So think about that as a podcast guest. Now, also think about guest swaps. And this is what I was saying, I was alluding to earlier, is if you want to be a guest on podcast, a really cool way to maybe offer a swap, even if you don't host a public podcast yet, is to offer them a guest spot on your private podcast. So I kind of alluded to this in the last episode, 119, and there's a real strategic way you can go about doing it. But just think, you know, if you are able to put together a private podcast where you do have some guest spots in it, so just imagine if you recorded something with the host you're wanting to pitch, they're going to be much more excited to have you promote that on their show because they were a part of it, right? And even if you didn't have them as a guest on your private podcast, maybe you talked about their podcast or talked about some content you learned from their podcast, or you might talk about some content you learned from their book, and that's just a part of your overall private podcast, then they're going to be so much more excited to have you on the show to talk about it or to share it with their own email list. So think about that ahead of time. So, and also, like we talked about before, maybe offering to do like the feed drop kind of idea where you have an episode that premieres on another host podcast. And I think about it like with a guest, I think about like kind of being like a host takeover. You know, have you seen like people do social media takeovers and it's like somebody new is on the account for the day posting content and sharing or whatever? And I think of the same way, like as a host takeover. So maybe instead of a quote unquote guest swap, because it's not a host and a guest in the episode, it's just basically you hosting an episode and you're bringing incredible value to the listeners. And if they're your target audience, then you're sharing your private podcast with them, right? Because again, this is a great way to serve them through your voice, and then they sign up to hear more from your voice. And for you, it's a great way to get your feet wet to see if you like hosting a podcast, which I know you will. So just think about, you know, guesting. Why would a host allow you to market on their show? Because that's really what it is. That's really what guesting is about. If we are asking to be a guest on somebody else's podcast, there's something we want to market. Now, again, I think marketing is just letting people know you can help them, right? So there is something you want to share and help their listeners. But on the host side of it, it's what are you trying to market to my listeners and why is it a benefit to my listeners? That's what hosts want to know. So just be thinking about how you can use your private podcast to serve, but also serve the host in a way that you could return the favor and have them be a guest on your private podcast. So I know that was a lot to share. If you have any questions, hit me up because I would love to jump on a call and we can just talk through this and come up with a strategy for your private podcast. I would love it. And if you're not a host or podcast guest yet, what are you waiting for, y'all? Podcasting is my favorite way to build your audience while writing your book. and continue to reach new readers and market your book long after that buzz of your launch dies down. So if you're not guesting or hosting, how could you market a private podcast? Well, think of it like any other lead magnet, using some of the ways we've already mentioned. Plus, here's some extra ways for you. Think about places you write, like maybe you write articles for big ministries or big websites that have lots of readers. You know your articles are getting read, so be sure and link to your private podcast in your bio. Or you could do a lead magnet swap, like we talked about before, where you're hitting up another blogger that's a peer of yours and they serve a similar audience. And maybe you can ask, hey, can we do a lead magnet swap on our blogs or maybe in our email list? Then third, probably should have been number one, because this would be my favorite way if you're not a podcaster, or really, even if you are, think about if you do in-person speaking events, you could use a QR code up on your slide, and you could say, scan the QR code, and you get my private podcast on XYZ. So your audience, they've just heard your voice speaking on a particular topic applicable to their lives, and then they see, wow, I can hear even more of you. I can take you home with me, right? I could take you home in my ear and get to hear even more from you. So think about that. You could use a QR code that goes directly to your signup page for your private podcast. So I hope those ideas get your mind spinning on how you could market your private podcast. And stay tuned. Next episode, I'm going to talk about the do's and don'ts of hosting a private podcast. And remember, if you need help getting your podcast launched, or you need to strategize around new ways to grow your show, I'm your girl. You can book a session at the link below, and let's get you on your way to connecting with your future book buyers today. Thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to see you next episode. And as always, I'll be there for you to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.